From trauma to joie de vivre. How is that possible? Welcome to Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering, where we go behind the scene and reveal how to free yourself. Come and discover the four dimensions of a decluttering journey with your hosts, Valerie Huart and JM Tetro.
Hey there, I'm JM. I serve in the military, went through deployment, and faced the challenges firsthand.
And hey, I'm Valerie. While JM was out there, I was holding down the fort back at home. And trust me, it's not just our story. Many, many military families have their tales to tell.
Can you believe there are over 2 million active duty personnel in the US? That's massive, right?
Absolutely. Imagine them all with their families in one city. I'd be the fifth largest in the country. And so many of them have gone through the roller coaster of emotion, just like we did.
Oh, and speaking of numbers, by January 2022, there was around 18 million veterans in the US. And in proportion, there was similar numbers in Canada and other countries. And I'm proud to be one of them.
And when we talk about people in uniform, it's not just military. It's firefighters, police, paramedics. They all have families waiting and worrying, just like I did for you, JM.
And every time I deployed, or saw buddies dealing with PTSD or other challenges, knowing had family support made all the difference.
You've got that right. Every move, every long deployment, every missed birthday, we military families know the drill. It's not easy, but the strength we find in each other is incredible. And one family is helping other families.
Talking about emotional roller coasters, serving does take a toll. I've seen it and I've lived it.
And it's not just the person in the uniform, you know. Families, kids, they feel it too. We find a way to cope, to support, to be there.
What really kept me going was the sense of community. Knowing there's a support system, people who truly get it.
100%. The neighbors, the friends, even the organizations out there, they've been lifesavers. That bond is like no other.
Today, we really want to spotlight these families. They're the real MVPs.
Yes, absolutely. Let's dive deep into their stories, share the raw emotion, the highs and the lows, and celebrate the real heroes behind the scene.
And there's so much support out there. Job fairs, educational platforms, mental health resources. It's heartwarming to see communities rally together.
Not to forget the touching tributes. Remembering those who gave it all is so important.
Oh, and hearing from veterans and active duty folks, it paints such a vivid picture of the dedication and drive.
And the transition back to civilian life. That's another journey, all together. It's amazing to see how support programs help in that phase.
So, with some effort and understanding, we can bridge the military-civilian gap. It's all about coming together.
That is so true. Little acts of kindness. Supporting military families, it all counts, makes a world of difference. I always remember when I had that neighbor that came and shoveled for me when I was with two toddlers at home.
So here's to the families, the one who stand strong, face the fears, and keep the home fire burning.
Couldn't have said it better. To all the military family out there, you are rock stars!
Huge salute to you all. These experiences, these stories, they've shown us the real strength of service families. Let's always remember to show them our love and gratitude.
Totally. Until next time, keep supporting and stay awesome.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. If you want to help break the trauma stigma, share this episode and give hope to your friends and let them know it is possible to get free from trauma. Valerie and JM want to help you further by offering you Declutter Your Life 101. Be sure to go to dowellht.com/free-yourself. That's dowellht.com/free-yourself to get your free quick summary and start your decluttering journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time to discover another secret on post-trauma secrets and decluttering.